I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on AM 1170, The Answer. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
I want cat fights, 911 calls. Starve our villain Brittany until she is mean like a pit bull. Now we got a show.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome Sherry Appleby and Constance Zimmer of the dark comedy Unreal. Ms. Appleby played Liz Parker on the sci-fi TV series Roswell, and Ms. Zimmer has starred in House of Cards, Boston Legal, and is best known for playing Dana Gordon in the HBO series and feature film Entourage. Over the next segment, Sherry and Constance will talk about starring in this brilliant black comedy exposing the dark side of reality TV, which airs Mondays at 10 p.m. only on Lifetime. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to get unreal, feel free to experience a reality check as we walk out on the past in order to present a long-stemmed rose to the present. Beautiful. Sherry and Constance, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Now, Sherry, tell us about your character, Rachel, and what Unreal is all about.
Sure. Well, Unreal is a behind-the-scenes look at the making of a reality dating competition show. And it's really a look at the people who make reality television and the lengths they'll go to produce an episode of television. And I play Rachel Goldberg. I'm the field producer. And my main job is working with the contestants. And you see how I manipulate them to get them to, you know, do whatever it is that we feel like we need them to do on camera to get footage for the show. She really stops at nothing, you know, to get what she needs. And Constance is my boss.
Right. I'm her boss.
Tell them all about yourself, Constance.
Yeah. Well, so I play Quinn, and Quinn is the executive producer, director of the reality series within our show. So our show is two shows in one. You have the making of a reality series, and then you have the people who make the show. And it is, as Sherry was saying, you know, it's also such a look into what these people's lives are like, you know, when they're working and when they're not working, and how the two start to kind of intertwine into each other.
Now, Sherry, I think Rachel is dealing with some personal issues. Can you tell us a little bit about what she's dealing with?
Sure. Well, she's really at odds with, you know, what it is that she has to do on the show really is confronting to her morals and how she believes that she would like to exist in the world. So the thing that she's really good at is the thing that really makes her sort of hate herself. And at the end of last season, she had a big breakdown, which you see in the very first episode of the show, and she's coming back thinking that her job is going to be temporary. But by the end of the first episode, she realizes that she's in it for the long haul again, and she just really is battling the machine, you know? She thinks she's a good person, and she really wants to do the right thing, but unfortunately, she happens to be really good at producing reality television.
Right, and is that why, Constance, is that why Quinn brought Rachel back, because she's that good?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I don't think that Quinn cares if she's crazy or not. I think she knows that she's the best, and I want the best, you know, with me and by my side, even if I have to kind of, you know, manipulate her at times to make sure that she is doing what I need her to do.
So how does Rachel manipulate the contestants, and do they even know they're being manipulated when that's happening?
No, they don't. I mean, that's why Quinn says that she's the best at what she does. You know, she's really able to mold her personality to, you know, to work with the person that she's playing opposite of. So if she needs to be sweet with somebody and play very innocent to make them feel comfortable, she'll do that. If she needs to be a seductress or act really hard and tough and be combative, she'll do that as well. And she really gets people to trust her and believe her. And I think that's what really sets her apart from the other producers on the show.
So how would you guys describe the relationship between Rachel and Quinn?
You know, it's a very conflicted relationship. There's at times very much a mother-daughter situation going on. There is a, you know, a friend and an enemy there are two best friends. You know, it's constantly shifting. But I think ultimately they both need each other as much as they hate to admit it, that they almost can't exist without each other. So it makes it a very tortured relationship that I think it sometimes is difficult. And then other times, if they just give into that reality, they can make it work, like, to benefit both of them.
Sherry, how are the two women the same and how are they different from one another?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think that they share a lot of the same qualities. You know, I think Quinn back in the day was a producer and she was really great at what she did. And I think Rachel probably learned a lot of it from her. But, you know, they're a little bit different probably in how they're dealing with the guilt of the entire thing. And, you know, a lot of the times I think Rachel looks to Quinn thinking, you know, like, I want to be a lot like her. And then other times she's like, I don't want to be anything like her at all.
Right.
So, you know, the mother-daughter relationship is really something that I think they battle with.
Constance, does Quinn actually have a conscience, do you think?
She does. I do believe that she does. She's just been in the business for so long that she's definitely hardened and is able to push it down better than Rachel can. And I think that just comes from the experience. But, you know, you see later in the series of the season that you get to see Quinn's soft side as well, which I think was very important for me too, because, you know, you can't be that way all the time. We're all human beings. All of our hearts are the same size. It's just a matter of how much we're willing to show it.
So besides the human relationships, what are some of the other issues that Unreal explores?
It explores, you know, a lot of the women bashing. I hate to say it, but it does explore it, especially in this kind of programming. You know, there's a lot of women taking down women. And we explore that, but I think we explore, too, about love and what people are willing to do to find love and how some people will really stop at nothing. It doesn't matter what it does to them as a person or who it hurts around them, but just getting to that goal. And so I think that we explore that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we just, you know, it's, there's a lot of just seeing like how people fall in love, why they fall in love, and why do people come to this world to begin with? Like, why are the contestants here? What are they trying to gain? You know, some people are here for the fame and the fortune. Other people are a little bit more naive. You know, in exploring the kind of people that will put themselves in this situation, I think that's really fascinating.
Right. In terms of depicting TV, reality TV, how real is Unreal?
I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely a fictionalized version of it, but there's some things that are undeniable about how reality television is made, and so we definitely explore those things. The writers definitely created a world that is its own and unique. It's not trying to mimic another show.
I think there's a lot of, you know, behind the scenes with the crews and, you know, how your crew becomes your family. And all of that is true to behind the scenes of any making of any television show, not even just a reality show specifically.
And what else is coming up for you guys? And where can people find out more about yourselves and Unreal online?
Well, we're pretty darn active on social media, so feel free to join us on any of our fun pages.
Right. Well, I
Constance has a big hot movie coming out in a hot second. What do you want to tell them all about it?
I have the Entourage movie that premieres June 3rd.
Right.
And then I have another movie called Results with Guy Pearce and Kobe Smulders that premieres May 29th in New York and June 5th in L.A., and
she's a busy woman. The fact that we've got her here right now is next to Bob. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Great.
But Sherry and I are, yeah, we're both on Twitter and we're both on Instagram and we're everywhere right now.
All right. Ladies, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a real treat.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.